12:37 here on the Midday Report. Thank you for all your tweets and your messages coming in. Lots of people commenting about Bongani Moloi, the former Midvaal mayor from the Democratic Alliance that has now been revealed as a new Action SA member. And great to have on the line now Lerato Ngobeni, the Action SA spokesperson, joining us now. Lerato, thank you very much for your time on the Midday Report today. A big announcement for Action SA. What does this mean for you as the party?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Wendy. We are super excited. I think we've gone online from 11 o'clock. You know, Bongani is one of South Africa's most outstanding leaders. I think a track record that we've seen in Midvaal and the residents of Midvaal can attest to this. For him to be an addition to our Senate will bring a new level of depth to our leadership that is on the Senate at the moment. And so we're very excited to have him on board.
And Lerato, what role will he be fulfilling currently on the Senate?
Well, the Senate does not necessarily have specified different roles. We've got Senate members who have executive roles, like myself, I'm the national spokesperson. You've got Funzi Ngobeni, who's also in the executive. At the moment, it remains to be seen, but I think that he is happy to just wedge his feet in the organization. And as soon as he settles in, we will be able to define what that looks like. But for now, he's going to be an ordinary Senate member.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to answer this question or any of the others that I'm going to be throwing at you. How long have you been talking to him for? Has it been a long process? Was it an easy process? How did it happen?
Well, Mr. Mashaba actually just alluded to that today, and I would not have known, but now I can answer the question. The conversations have been happening for quite a while, I think since the beginning of the formation of our organization. Mr. Baloyi has just been watching us with keen interest, and he believed that he had done all that he could do in his former political home. And he even said himself just this morning that he found Action SA to be energetic, to be fresh, and he really wanted to be part of what we're doing. And he's watched our track record so far. And he thought that he would be a great addition to our team. And we also think the same. But I think that their conversations kind of began towards the time that he was deciding to leave the Democratic Alliance. And so when Mr. Mashaba realized that he was leaving the Democratic Alliance, and he announced it, I think, sometime in December. And then thereafter, that's when their conversations began.
Okay. And of course, there is speculation about whether or not he will be your Gauteng premier candidate in 2024. Would you like to weigh in on that?
Well, definitely, Mr. Mashaba kind of put him on the spot to say, you know, he'll definitely be running. You know that Action SA runs what we call primaries. And so, you know, all those who are aspiring, premiers of Gauteng in the coming elections, will have to, you know, go through the process of primaries. And if he wins the primaries process, then he will become our premier. But it's not an appointment. It is done in other political parties.
Lerato, thank you very much for that. Lerato Ngobeni, Action SA spokesperson, answering some questions there for us about Bongani Moloi. Interesting timeline that. I mean, I wonder if this conversation was going on for much longer. Remember, he left the Democratic Alliance via Twitter. He didn't say where he was going. He seemed to suggest that he was going into business, really. So what do you think about that? And do you think that the conversation with Herman Mashaba only started after he left the Democratic Alliance? She also said that he had been watching Action SA for a long time. I always find the timelines of these things so fascinating. Send me a WhatsApp voice note. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.